Well, that is jolly music by Mozart. We heard from the Horn Concerto. I've got my notes on the opposite side of the page here. James Somerville, wonderful soloist with the Vancouver Radio Orchestra and Mario Bernardi. Well, we have a marvelous guest here this afternoon, Mark Rosewell, but that isn't the name he goes by. He's world famous for the name Dashan. How does that translate, Mark? What is it, or does it?
It well, the name itself is kind of a joke because it means big mountain, and I'm tall compared to the people I perform with, I suppose.
Oh, and considering the nicknames one could acquire, that is a jolly good one.
This part doesn't translate, but it's also sort of a typical peasant name. So that the idea that a Westerner, a Canadian, would be called the sort of peasant name in Chinese is kind of a joke name.
All right, so let's get around to just exactly who is Dashan. He is Canadian Mark Rosewell, who is the toast of China. You have an audience measured, without exaggeration, in the millions. That's really quite something.
Sometimes hundreds of millions.
We lose count after a while. All right. And the reason is you are remarkably fluent in Mandarin. And how did that come about? Did you set out to learn Mandarin so fluently that you could be the toast of China and be the big mountain?
Well, how did that happen? When I came to the University of Toronto after high school, this is mid-80s now, they told me that a BA wasn't going to get me a job anyway, so I thought I'd study something fun. So I got into Chinese, and then one thing led to the next, and it actually led to a career.
Isn't that marvelous?
So in 1988, I was over in China as a student and appeared on TV just as a lark doing a comedic skit and Dashan was born, and so I've had a 30-year career now as an entertainer and comedian in China.
So you fell into it, in fact, just by going on and doing that. Isn't that marvelous? You didn't plan on it at all.
No, but I sort of recognized a good thing when it hit me square in the face.
Oh, indeed. Well, friends of mine, let's talk about your Canadian roots before we get to what you're doing right now. What part of you're from the GTA? Is that correct?
I grew up in Ottawa.
In Ottawa.
But I wanted to come to a big historic university in downtown Toronto, so I picked the U of T.
There you go.
I really just wanted to come to the big city and sort of expand my horizons. And Chinese was a good way to do that, right? Learn a little bit more about the world.
And this was in the late 80s. Now, were they known for their Chinese studies in the late 80s?
Yeah. Well, U of T is really the number one school for Chinese studies in Canada. I can say that because we're in Toronto.
Yes.
it goes back quite a ways. And also 1984, when I came to university, was sort of the time when China was starting to open up and really grab the world's attention. You know, this is a language we need to know for the future.
Absolutely.
Here we are 30 years later, and that was correct.
You can't ignore them. Absolutely not. The website to visit, and here is why, because though I like to talk about your origins, you know, how your career began, you are appearing as a kind of interlocutor host with the Toronto Symphony. The website to visit, by the way, is tso.ca, apropos of this concert of Chinese New Year, Year of the Dog. What is your role in this concert?
Well, this is the fifth year that we've done this now, a special TSO celebration of the Chinese New Year. This year it's the Year of the Dog, and this year we're doing something a little bit different. It's a family-oriented concert, so it's aimed at 5 to 12-year-olds. And, you know, my core work is as a comedian and as an entertainer, but I do a lot of work as a host and presenter as well. And I'm really looking forward to this because that's what I enjoy is the audience interaction. You can have so much more fun with a young audience where you're supposed to not be stuffy, right? You're supposed to get them engaged.
I get the strong impression you're very good at that without having seen it.
Well, and that's what I enjoy too. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, you know, as a comedian, I think Roy Thompson Hall is a great venue for sort of doing that audience interaction.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us who else is on the program with you?
So we have this year we have a Taiwanese American conductor Carolyn Kwan is up for this host the concert this year. We have a couple of local Chinese or Asian Canadians. Adrian Anatawan on the violin. He'll be playing the Butterfly Concerto.
Oh, that's a famous piece and beautiful too.
Yeah, that's really well. This is our concert is sort of little bits of Chinese culture here and there, either from a Western perspective or from Chinese compositions like the Butterfly Lovers.
Yep.
And we have Chinese instruments, soloists on the pipa and the arhu.
All traditional, multi-century-year-old instruments. Yes.
Yep. And like I said, some of the songs are a little bit more modern Western style. Some of them are more traditional Chinese style.
You have an address in Canada. You have an address in China. In China, you're a man in demand. So I want to ask, what do you do with your downtime in China?
Well, what do I do with my downtime in China? You know, my downtime is really in Canada. I come back here and I relax and I chop wood and
chop wood.
I go back to China and I'm just on the road all the time, traveling around. And I really enjoy doing these kind of concerts too. I do a little bit of work with the New York Phil in Shanghai and the TSO here back in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is marvelous. Once again, what is the date of the concert, by the way?
It's this Saturday. We're doing two concerts in the afternoon. It's a 60-minute concert, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. And it's a family concert. It's quite affordable. And like I said, it's aimed at the 5 to 12-year-old age group.
It's a brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant idea.
I'm looking forward to it.
You've got a great bunch of soloists with you. The website to visit is tso.ca, tso.ca. You can translate just about anything.
Just about. But don't put me on the spot.
Oh, come on. I believe Elvis is still alive.
我相信猫王还活着.
tso.ca, folks. Thanks for joining us.